Rationale Arts are a charity formed in 2019 after identifying a need for art to be made equally accessible to both disabled and non-disabled members of the community. Their work aims to improve public appreciation of the arts. And this June, they have a really exciting event coming up. And to tell me a little bit more about it, I'm joined by their charity director, Vic Morali. It's so nice to have you on again, Vic.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So I already said it. There's a really exciting event coming up. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, of course. So our event is called Trust and Care. So we've been given a theatre show, which has been 2 or 3 years in the making, but we finally got onto the main stage at Crucible. In Sheffield. So it's going to be our first theatre show as a charity. Just to give you a bit about the synopsis, really. So Trust and Care combines hip hop, street art, street dance, beatboxing and poetry to tell a dynamic story of two siblings trying to navigate their way through the care system. Along the way, they meet foster carers and creative mentors that help them reflect on what it means to be a family and to trust new people who enter their lives. With a diverse cast of performers who are disabled and non-disabled, as well as from LGBTQ communities and culturally diverse backgrounds, the Trust in Care delivers on so many levels. And the production itself was created by young people in care as the artistic consultants. So it provides an emotive insight into the lived experience of looked after children and young people.
So you're basically saying the show came to life because of the work you're already doing with young people in care. So you're bringing that experience to the public to highlight what it is and giving them a chance to share what it's like for them as well. So you're giving them a big platform.
That's right. And I think it's something very close to our heart in terms of how we work with people in care in general. We piloted the show in Derby a year and a bit ago, and it went really well. So we've just used that to develop the show even more. And what we've done is we've really gone out to try and be very inclusive, which is the ethos of our charity. So our main cast member is a B-boy that's actually blind, and he should go by she now. Robin was featured on Strictly Come Dancing last year on It Takes Two. And, you know, to have a visually impaired person as the lead cast member of the show tells you everything you need to know about our charity, really.
Do you ever get a reaction when you tell people that you're doing beatbox-led breakdancing classes for visually impaired? Do people just go like, what?
They do. I think they take it by, you know, they just take it like it's impossible. But, you know, the thing we've come to know about people that have visual sight and impairment, they're incredibly resilient people, and they're willing to try anything to try and have a good quality of life, just like everybody else. So we don't actually see them as having a disability anymore. We're just seeing as people that can't do one thing, but they'll find a way of doing it a different way. So that approach, and also just spreading of the word of what we're doing and how effective it's been or been with people with visual impairment, has meant that we've been able to really progress it and push it. We've got so many people from across the country doing our breakdance classes online via Zoom, etc. So it was a stigma initially, but now it's really taking off. So yeah, I think we're going from strength to strength.
Yeah, because in a way, the pandemic gave you an opportunity to spread your reach further across the UK because of virtual classes.
That's right. And even not just the UK, we've got visually impaired people from all over Europe now doing our Zoom classes. A couple of people from Italy, a couple from Romania. So, you know, it's expanded to an area where we didn't think we can expand. And just seeing the impact on the quality of life of those people on us teaching breakdancing or even just safety, you know, it really it means a lot to us and also reassures us that we're doing the right thing by them.
Okay, so let's bring it back to the show. Could you tell us when is it happening and just give us the details for maybe getting the tickets if we're really interested in seeing it?
Yes, of course. The show is happening 4th of June, Friday the 4th of June, 7:30 p.m. at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield. If you want tickets, you can go on the Sheffield Crucible website and get tickets directly from there. If you need any more information, all the information about the show is on their website and also on our Twitter and our social media. So just type in at Rational Arts and you'll be able to see us flooding the information about the show because we really want to promote it, promote the show. And you know, one of the questions that people might be asking is how does a blind person become a lead character in a show that revolves around dancing. So just to give you an insight into that, we use duct tape that is textured on the floor to help her navigate the space. So that's how in depth we've gone to make sure that person get everything they want to be amazing at the show, and it's looking really good at the moment.
And it's not just going to be accessible to Robin, as you said, you're also making it accessible to the audience.
That's right. So it's going to be audio described, fully embedded into the soundscape, and we're also going to have a British Sign Language interpreter doing bits and bobs throughout the show. So it's going to have accessibility on every level, really. So not just for the performers, but also for the audience, so they can really immerse and understand some of the things that people have to do, you know, but other people go through to try and. To try and live in somebody else's shoes, you know, and I think that's what we're trying to get across. So it's fully accessible on every level.
The story you're trying to tell, it's quite an emotive story. Was it hard to choose the music for it, or I guess a mix of music, because we are talking about breakdancing?
It was, and I think it doesn't just go with breakdancing. We've got contemporary dance in there, and I think dancing is all about feeling, really, for us. And I think we're still able to get the story across. And I don't think you'd ever seen somebody break dancing to slow music, but it can absolutely be done because it's all about hearing and feeling the music. So yes, the music was difficult to choose, but I think we've got a really good blend, really, a really good blend of music from all sorts of genres that tell the story in the way it needs to be told.
And if we wanted to find out a little bit more information about Rational Arts, can you just give us the details for your website?
Of course, yeah, it's www.irrationalarts.com. You can check us out on there. The website's constantly updated. And also, if you want to check us out on any social media, Facebook, we're at Rational Arts, on Twitter, we're on Instagram as at Rational Arts. So basically, if you type in Rational Arts on any of the social media platforms, you should be able to get hold of us.
Fantastic. I wish you all the best for the performance. It sounds amazing. Vic Morali, Charity Director of Rational Arts. Thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, guys. Thank you.